Chapter 6. Questions for Mrs. Waldman. When Grandfather dropped off the Aldens at Sweets, Alicia, Mrs. Waldman, and Mama Tova were busy getting ready for the day's business. Outside the store, on the sidewalk near the newly planted flowers, Jessie took out her notebook.
"I think we should review our suspects and then come up with a plan to stop this thief."
"Our first suspect is Mr. Kandinsky," Henry said.
"He wants an excellent cupcake for his factory," Violet said. "But I don't really think he's the one trying to steal the recipe. If he was going to steal the recipe, he wouldn't need to have a cupcake contest."
"I see your point," Henry replied. "Mr. Kandinsky isn't entering any cupcakes in the contest himself."
"Sounds like he's not a suspect anymore."
Jessie drew a line through Mr. Kandinsky's name as Henry asked, "Who's next?"
"Mrs. Waldman," Jessie said. "It's still very suspicious that she had flour all over her when I saw her that night. Maybe we'll understand it a bit better after we talk to her about it."
Mrs. Waldman was standing near the cash register in the shop.
"Excuse me," Jessie said as they all approached. "You know how we're helping Mama Tova figure out what happened here at the shop?"
"Yes, she told me. How can I help?" Mrs. Waldman asked.
She was dressed for work. The flour on her hat bounced a little each time she spoke.
"Jessie saw you covered in flour the other night," said Henry. "We were wondering why."
"Oh, that," Mrs. Waldman said with a smile. "It was my wedding anniversary that night, and I wanted to bring my husband some cupcakes as a surprise."
"But Jessie said that you were carrying a box of Mama Tova's cupcakes," Benny added. "Her rules say that no one is allowed to take cupcakes home."
"Those weren't Mama Tova's cupcakes. They were mine," Mrs. Waldman laughed.
"They look just like Mama Tova's," Jessie remarked. "I peeked in the box."
"Well, that's quite a compliment," Mrs. Waldman smiled. "Mama Tova taught me how to decorate them. I practice all the time. I can finally get my cupcakes to look like hers, but sadly, they don't taste quite as good. No one will ever make cupcakes as wonderful as Mama Tova."
Mrs. Waldman led the children into the kitchen. "I was all set to make the cupcakes for my own recipe, of course, and I ran out of flour." She pointed up to a high shelf. "The extra bags are kept up there."
Benny raised his eyes and said, "It's very high up. Do you have a ladder?"
"I couldn't find one," Mrs. Waldman said, "so I stood on these crates."
There were some wooden boxes beneath the shelves with the words Worcesterville Sarsaparilla on them. Mrs. Waldman stepped onto the crate, saying,
"I climbed on top and reached up to the shelf and..."
"The bag of flour fell on you,"
Jessie exclaimed as she figured out what had happened.
"Exactly," Mrs. Waldman said. "I was so upset. I was already running late, and now I had a big mess to clean up. I decided to make the cupcakes first and then sweep up." She went on. "Lucky for me, Alicia was still at work. She knew I was nervous about getting home before my husband did. I had told her I wanted everything to be set up when he walked in. Alicia said she had a party to go to, but it wasn't until later. So she said that she'd take care of cleaning up as an anniversary present to me. That girl is an absolute sweetheart."
Mrs. Waldman climbed down off the crate.
"I packed up the cupcakes," Mrs. Waldman said, "and I hurried home. That's when I saw you."
She pointed at Jessie. It was Benny's turn. He got onto the crate, but instead of stepping off nicely, like Mrs. Waldman, Benny jumped high, arms spread like a superhero.
"Whee!"
he cried out as he landed.
Then Benny said, "Cross her off, Jessie. Her story makes sense. I declare that Mrs. Waldman is no longer a suspect."
Jessie put a line through Mrs. Waldman's name.
"Phew," Mrs. Waldman said with a grin. "I hadn't realized I was even on a list, but I'm thrilled to be cleared."
She glanced around and saw Mama Tova scurrying about the shop, putting flower vases on the tables. Mrs. Waldman said,
"I'd better go. Mama Tova needs my help."
Mrs. Waldman left the kitchen. Jessie checked her suspects list. She said,
"Well, now there are only two suspects left, Polly and Gretchen."
"Polly is more suspicious than Gretchen,"
Henry began, as Mama Tova came into the kitchen. She closed the door behind her and then shut a long black privacy curtain over the kitchen window.
"Everyone must leave the kitchen now," Mama Tova told the children.
"Why? What's going on?"
Benny asked, taking one last leap from the wooden crate.
If I don't get the cupcakes made soon, I won't be able to serve my customers today.
She shook her head in amazement.
I can't believe it, but there is already a line forming in front of the shop.
Already? Jesse asked. The shop doesn't open for at least another hour.
Wow, Violet said. The line is starting earlier and earlier every day. I remember when it was good enough to get here 15 minutes before opening. Now you have to come a whole hour early.
By next week, we might need to bring sleeping bags and stay all night,
Benny said, giggling.
Crazy, isn't it?
Mama Tova said, as she scurried around the kitchen, gathering bowls and measuring spoons.
I feel like a star. This is a dream come true for me. A busy shop, people waiting outside to buy my cupcakes.
She suddenly stopped hustling and sighed.
I just never imagined that someone would be trying to steal my recipe. That's the bad part of my success.
Benny rushed over and gave Mama Tova a hug.
Don't worry, he told her.
But how can I not? Mama Tova asked, clearly worried. I am so nervous. What will happen to my shop if someone succeeds in stealing the recipe? I would lose my customers, just like Mr. Kandinsky threatened. Then all my dreams would be shattered.
Hang on, I got it,
Henry exclaimed. He looked around the kitchen with excitement.
Jesse said we need a plan, and I just figured out what to do. I know how we can stop the thief.